This is KQED News on the Weekend. I'm Rachel Vasquez. 3 years ago this month, KQED's weekend team reported on a story out of San Lorenzo.
The Alameda County Sheriff's Office is investigating an incident at a San Lorenzo public library where a group of men yelled homophobic slurs and insults at a drag queen.
The Proud Boys interrupted a drag story hour, criticizing parents for bringing their kids and shouting transphobic slurs at the drag performer. That performer was Kyle Casey Chu, also known as the drag queen Panda Dulce, who says that moment and the story going viral after had a huge impact on her life. She's out with a new short film about all of it called After What Happened at the Library. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Rachel.
Well, we know from the title that this short film is focused on everything that happened after that 2022 incident. Why was it important to you to tell that story?
Totally. To me, in my life, this event constituted an inciting incident. And so of course, you can never be prepared for a traumatic incident like that. But what I was also wholly unprepared for was the aftermath of public notoriety, which is being deluged by love letters and trauma dumps and journalistic requests to relive the experience over and over again. I really wanted to focus on what it means to be the subject of trauma and scrutiny and what that looks like in the age of social media.
Part of this is about the response from local law enforcement. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it ultimately resulted in zero consequences for those involved. Ultimately, the authorities said that this was out of their hands. There was nothing they could do. There was not enough evidence to constitute a hate crime. I believe it fit the category of a hate crime because of all the expletives and the transphobic insults they were hurling. But no names were taken. They were politely dismissed and asked to leave. And it was ultimately left to me to kind of clean up the aftermath and follow up with the department, and nothing came of it. And so it's a little harrowing to think that something like this can happen and, you know, there'll be lip service paid to say, we don't want this to happen again, this is unfortunate, et cetera. And then it's ultimately toothless because these perpetrators are being told that they can do this again and again without any sort of repercussion.
You know, when I was watching this, I really felt the stress of the aftermath of that moment. And then there's this part where you're getting ready and you're doing your makeup, and it felt really, really grounding, almost like a ritual. Is that what it feels like for you to get ready?
It is. And I'm so glad you said that, because it feels witchy and ritualistic to me as well. And I think a lot of my drag sisters. And so the reason why we have this sort of surrealistic drag ritual is to show exactly what it means to this character. It's this place where she feels protected and safe and free. And for me, whenever you get into drag, it's like 1 to 2 to 3 hours of just making yourself as beautiful as you possibly can. And my relationship to drag has fundamentally changed after this incident. And so I thought it's important to kind of honor the process in that way.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for this film, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
That was Kyle Casey Chu, writer and star of the new short film After What Happened at the Library. No arrests were made and no charges were filed related to this incident. In a statement, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said, quote, while the disturbance may have been a criminal act, it did not meet the elements of a hate crime. The sheriff's office said they identified several individuals connected to the incident and forwarded the case to the Alameda County District Attorney's Office. In a statement, the DA's office told KQED they couldn't speculate about why former DA Pamela Price's administration didn't press charges. They said the statute of limitations has since run out. I'm Rachel Vasquez, and this is KQED News on the Weekend.